Log number 321, Unexpected Results, by Archivist Ernard of the Moon Hunter Pack. Research notes on the alteration of a werewolf's transformation. I'm afraid my most recent experiments have been nothing but remarkably disappointing. While my earlier testing yielded unacceptably little, my current methods have led to some rather unfortunate setbacks. Namely, the death of 8 members of the pack. 5 of the subjects appeared to have a mental break under the pressure of testing, resulting in an aggressive form of insanity. I had no choice but to put them down, for the safety of myself and fellow researchers. Most unfortunate, given that their strength did seem to greatly increase. It was under these circumstances that I lost Subject 42. A shame, as he was one of the few Nords within the pack. I had hoped to perhaps secure his wife for the next round of testing, but Mylene refused my request. I do hope our dear second-in-command is not letting herself get sentimental. 3 of the subjects simply died, most likely from the sheer physical strain. I had hoped that our vetting process would have eliminated any subjects too weak to undergo testing, but I suppose not everything can be accounted for. I'll have to compile any similarities that were known between these subjects. And then there was the case of Subject 46, a young Khajiit woman who was slotted for testing because of her hesitancy to perform certain tasks. A most interesting case, that one. I still have no leads as to why my testing caused the subject to become immune to Vicosa's power of compulsion. However, there's no mistaking these results, no matter how loath our glorious Alpha was to admit it. Luckily, I was able to keep Subject 46 from being executed. After all, the possibility that she may be the key to breaking out of Vicosa's control is a promising prospect. But that is testing for another time. Vicosa demands an army of unstoppable werewolf warriors, and so I must obey. For now, at least.